Well, the atmosphere was one of people who have come together out of desperation for what's going on in our country. What we've seen yesterday was people coming together at very short notice in an organised matter, and you know, there was a camaraderie there, and everybody's pushing together. It doesn't matter what necessarily what political party you're from, but there was definitely a feeling of we've had enough and this government have to go. And that's exactly what's going on here, because they are out of touch and they are not listening to the people of Ireland. And the people of Ireland have sent a strong message that they've had enough. And the government's response is send the guards out and break up the protests and pull people from tractors by their hair. It's disgusting.
And today, it's been in the news that a lot of fuel protesters down the country have been standing down. Do you imagine that these protests will go into next week? I suppose if you know, the talks today don't end, that this could go on for a lot longer.
I would say that it most definitely will, and I would say that the fact is that the guards have come in today in Dublin, particularly, and after having meetings with the protesters yesterday, reassuring them that things would be okay, then in the middle of the night coming in and breaking up, pulling people out of tractors and taking them out. Basically, what that's telling you now is that they're trying to get it back to some form of normality before the schools go back, before the Dáil resets. But if this government now come back with a deal that does not help the ordinary people in this country, then this will continue. This will continue. The government have to listen, because the government now are in danger. I have no doubt that there will be a vote of no confidence taken in this government if this continues. No doubt. And I will be, for one, supporting this, because this can't continue. We can't continue to go the way we're going. There's people in Donegal that are stuck in their homes, and some of them are defective. They can't even heat their homes because the price of oil has gone through the roof. They can't drive their cars to their work because it's getting too expensive. They're looking to try and share lifts. They're trying to come up with different ways of trying to get to their work to put food on the table. And right now they can't.